True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is a weird song, B. You heard this song before?
Mm-mm.
You know what the chorus is? I'm just going to let you hear it. This song takes forever to get to the chorus. The chorus of the song is literally, You want to hear the whole thing? All right, we're excited to get to the Rude Guest get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most dependable HVAC equipment in the DMV. And talk to Michael Gannetti, co-founder and the editor of SpotTrack, the best source for NFL, NBA, MLB, hockey, soccer, whatever kind of contract
you
and player,
it, they got
whatever
it.
Player information you want, head over to SpotTrack. Michael, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
You're my first crash test dummies leading, so I appreciate it.
I mean, that song is really hard to explain to people that have never heard it. It is oddly catchy, but it is odd.
Yeah, they stopped halfway through on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, so you and I were tweeting back and forth yesterday about Terry and this contract holdout. So you're an expert in the field of NFL contracts. Why don't we start there? Kind of where you think this Terry thing is. I know you guys wrote a story about kind of predicting summer contract extensions, including Terry McLaurin. Just let our listeners know kind of what you're expecting.
Yeah, I'm expecting a contract, first of all and foremost. I do think this gets to the finish line probably right around, but slightly before training camp. So I think that staying positive is step one here, but you know, the numbers are tough. You know, once you hit that 30 mark, that's sort of the line of demarcation, especially at this position, and that's where he's headed at least to start the season here. So we've got some positive steps in this direction, right? I mean, they brought in a player like Deebo Samuel, who's in a similar boat. They were able to find a pretty good number in a renegotiation there, and Pittsburgh did them a real nice solid with bringing over DK Metcalf and handing him essentially a 2 for $60 million contract. So about $30 million per year. That's now the foundation piece. DK is a year younger than Terry McLaurin. There's a similar skill set. There's a similar offensive style built around them. Very different quarterback situations, but that's certainly the foundational piece to look at. So, you know, when we're talking about projections and predictions, it's somewhere around that $32, $33 million per year with a two-year guarantee that takes us through 2026. So it's not a daunting situation in terms of locking down financials for the Commanders going forward long term, but you know, there's a lot of red flags that you can bring to the negotiating table, which is making this prolonged.
Yeah. I don't even think it's that complicated. Do you? I think there are complicated contract scenarios. I don't particularly find this to be one of them.
No, I don't either. And this feels like such a no-brainer situation to keep him around, at least for the next couple of seasons with Jaden Daniels sort of taking the next couple of steps. Through his rookie contract and then into his first big contract. But the timing's right. You can overpay a little bit here to make sure McLaurin's happy and maybe even backpay him a little bit, right, for some of the work he's had to do in the dirty years. And then you go ahead forward and you get younger and you get cheaper when Jaden Daniels starts to cost you $70 million a year. So I just think most teams in this situation pull the trigger on this one pretty quickly, and I expect we get there pretty soon here.
Yeah, I think when you look at it sometimes, like this deal seems to be something that's a no-brainer, okay? Mm-hmm. But it always takes every year something that seems stressful, like pressure, and then all of a sudden, boom, here we come with that, with the contract, and then you go, well, damn, why didn't they do that before?
Yeah, that's right. Right, there's always a back and forth, at least what we hear publicly.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of outside factors that now become inside factors because of the social media world, right? So,
yes.
You know, the negotiations that are happening elsewhere right now with other wide receivers, or maybe even, you know, the Cincinnati situation that went down in March and April, maybe further complicated even something that seems as simple and elementary as getting McLaurin done for 2 years guaranteed. There's a world now where, you know, some of these other contracts that live out there at this position have pushed McLaurin to try to get that third year fully guaranteed, and maybe that's the sticking point we're dealing with here, which, you know, when you're talking about a 3-for-90 or maybe a 3-for-92 million on a full guarantee, that may be a little bit too far for Washington to go in terms of how they feel comfortable right now.
Do you think maybe they land with just like a guaranteed for injury in the third year or something?
That's probably what they're pushing for, and they're probably happy to offer that at this point in time. You know, if I'm McLaurin's agent, I'm saying, sure, we start there, but that becomes fully guaranteed in March of 2026, right? So I'm going to get that money. I'm going to give you a little bit of an out if you want to buy me out first, but I think you at least have to compromise halfway and give him an opportunity to make this 3 years, which, again, lines up with Jaden Daniels. Even though he'll have that extension, he'll still be cost-effectively friendly for the Washington Commanders in 2027 if we have to get to that point.
Yeah, absolutely. We are on the Rude Guest Hotline talking with Michael Jannetty, co-founder, editor, SpotTrack. I mean, listen, on my computer, for me personally, I always have at least two tabs of Pro Football Reference open and SpotTrack and Over the Cap. Like, you guys are just, like, you are a must. It's a resource. I mean, people, like, I read the New York Times. It's like, per SpotTrack, the new contract looks like this. You guys have created this industry where you dominate, and we appreciate you making time for us. I think we all agree that the Terry deal seems relatively, maybe it's not simple, but there's a very clear baseline for what we expect it to land at and kind of how Washington could get this thing done. You mentioned something interesting there that I think you might be able to really illustrate for fans why this was advantageous. I bet it was like 6 weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago even, that Washington converted some of Deebo Samuel's bonus money into salary, and that actually helped their cap. Can you expand on that so folks can understand?
Yeah, essentially they acquired, you know, a $17 million practical guarantee for Deebo Samuel. But in order to sort of operate for the rest of this offseason, because that was an early league year move to acquire him, you take about $15 million of that effectively and you push it out over the next 5 years using void year, something that's become super in vogue with most teams in the NFL over the past few years here. So, you know, what could have been $17, $18 million against their cap this year is now just over $5 million, and they'll take the remaining 12 or so on after the contract voids in 2026, barring a contract extension, which could very much be on the table here. And by the way, which could also be further complicating the McLaurin discussion, right? Mm-hmm. Because if there's two mouths to feed within the course of 8-9 months here, that's a much different situation than anything they've had to deal with McLaurin in the past. So, yeah, the Deebo conversion certainly helped them get through March and April, and now they're trying to clean up a little bit of the remaining mess to get them into the season and then certainly ready for March of 2026.
And then I think another perhaps misconception, and you and I were kind of going back and forth on this, I think there are fans that are so focused on Jaden Daniels here in Washington, and rightfully so. Jaden's an absolute star. That they're like, oh man, you can't tie up all this money with Terry. You got to make sure you take care of Jaden. Mm-hmm. The Jaden contract extension is going to come and it's going to be massive. And I'll ask you your guesses at that. But it's not really going to, the timelines don't really intersect between McLaurin and Jaden, right?
No, it should never happen. I would expect that the plan right now internally is to extend Jaden as soon as possible, which would be March of 2027. And, you know, to give you the guess, we'll see what happens next offseason with C.J. Stroud. That's the big one that's going to push this envelope further. We'll see what happens with Lamar Jackson in the coming months. That should push the envelope much, much more, much, much higher. I think we'll be near $70 to $75 million a year by the time that Jaden Daniels is sitting down at the table. So huge, huge numbers. But to your point, to your original point here, we don't really need to worry from a cap perspective, right? Certainly there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars handed out here over the course of 2027 through 2029. That's unavoidable with these quarterback contracts. But from a cap perspective, because of these bonuses that can be basically paid out every year, we can consider Jaden Daniels cost-effective, cap-friendly, essentially, you know, for the next four seasons, pretty comfortably, right? 2025 through 2028, he will be at least team-friendly from a cap perspective, which allows them to continue to build a juggernaut, right, and ramp up so that the timelines all sort of nicely come together in a staggered approach so they can maybe keep this thing together for, you know, 5 to 6 years on a consistent basis, which is just getting harder and harder to do in every sport, let alone the NFL with the hard cap.
I just think that some fans need to just let those numbers be done with people like you, because they look at the number and then they think about what they make and they're going to always think it's too much for everybody. And really, this is just what the going rate of most people.
No question. And let's also keep in mind, if they do sign an extension with Jaden in 2027, there'll be 2 years left on his rookie contract, which means if it's a 5-year extension, that's a 7-year contract total. So
yes,
the $75 million per year only applies to those 5 years we're adding on, which means over a 7-year span, maybe he's a $60 million per year quarterback from an actual perspective over the 7-year term. So
yeah,
getting it done early, as long as he's the slam dunk we think he's going to be, is of uber importance, and there's no better example of that than the Philadelphia Eagles over the past couple of seasons.
See, I had that same conversation on my golf trip, JP, with one of my buddies. You know, talking about the contract, and I had to let them know that this deal doesn't start till after that other contract's over.
Right. That's why they call it an extension.
They didn't understand what I was saying.
Talking with Mike Gennetti here from SpotTrack. You mentioned Lamar there. Now Lamar, I know he missed some OTAs, but I think he has just missed stuff at various times. I can't imagine that contract as a topic right now, but he does have like a $75 million cap hit next year or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they are actually making active negotiations with right now. And in terms of the bonuses you're talking about, he's missed every workout bonus he's ever had. So he just makes it he makes it a thing that, you know, you can build it in, but I'm not going to show up. So I'm happy to forfeit the $750,000 because I've got bigger fish to fry here. And, yeah, it sounds like that they're gonna get this done early. And rather than have to deal with March 15th next year when he's got a $74 million cap hit, and they've got to maneuver something around that, unlike you know what Dallas did, which was they converted some of Dak Prescott and then extended him months later. They don't want to get into that mess, so they're going to do it right now, I think, over the course of the next couple of months. And I would imagine that this time around, because remember the last time was a bit of a mess, but this time around he's going to be at the top of every single market value across the board including the guaranteed stuff this time. So I expect it to be an absolute blockbuster over the next couple of weeks here.
Wow. And what do you expect for Stroud, who's been so good? You know, that window to get the extension done is now open for him. Does he get – I mean, the top of the market at quarterback now is Dak still, right? Which is amazing in its own right. But, like, when does Dak start to fall off with these new Lamar and Stroud deals?
Yeah, I think the Lamar numbers really push things quite a bit here. And Stroud actually can't sign until January 1st, 2026. So,
but can't they work on the extension now or not till then? I guess, no, that's his third year. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they've got to get through one more year, and that's probably good news for him because Stroud certainly took a little bit of a step back last year with a banged-up offense and a lot of factors. But, you know, if he bounces back into form, and as long as this whatever's going on with the shoulder situation for him, as long as he looks the part again in 2025 here, he's going to be, you know, the next version of these rookie quarterbacks that go to the top of the market, probably in a cap-adjusted version of Joe Burrow situation in Cincinnati, which will put, you know, tons of pressure on the Bryce Youngs and the Caleb Williams and all these other young guys who are stepping into plate next.
Talking with Mike Gennetti here from SpotTrack. You could follow him at SpotTrac, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Can you help us make sense of the Mahomes contract? Because when you look at it like from an AAV standpoint, he's pretty far down the list, but we always hear that his actual cash in pocket every year is among the highest in the NFL.
Giving him stuff.
Yeah, like what kind of deal does Mahomes have that's different than others?
Yeah, that's exactly the right approach, how you just framed that. He's a baseball guy from a baseball family, and he signed himself up to a baseball contract, unfortunately. He put himself on, 15 years when he should never have gone more than four in the current climate of sports financials, which is changing so fast and increasing so rapidly. It just got to a point 4 years into this contract where he looked around the room and he was saying the same things we were all saying. This guy's drastically underpaid for a, continual MVP candidate / Super Bowl MVP candidate. So the Kansas City Chiefs essentially renegotiated this thing in the middle of it and brought a ton of money forward over the course of 2024 through 2027. And yeah, he remains now on at least an average annual basis for these four seasons, one of the top two, three highest cash paid quarterbacks in football. So he's happy. He's comfortable. But once 2027 gets here, it's going to be time to start talking about him as well, which aligns nicely, by the way, with the Jaden conversation. So we will have a world where Patrick Mahomes and Jaden Daniels will be negotiating a contract at the exact same time.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Like I always say, if Pat wasn't mad, something is happening. And you never heard him say anything. He just kept getting into the renegotiations to keep moving forward.
That's right. And
some teams know how to do it, some teams don't.
That's right. And we said the same things about Brady, who took a very different approach, but was constantly getting top two, three cash payments every couple of seasons to make sure that he was happy and he was affable and that he didn't have to go to the public, and say things out loud. You're right. Pat's comfortable. He's very happy, this next couple of seasons, making $50-55 million cash per year here. And then we'll have to see what happens in two off seasons when things get really silly.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to get nuts. If I can, a couple of edge rushers, Mike, that I'm curious about. Both Micah Parsons in Dallas and then Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. Now, these are different players with different skill sets and at different stages of their careers. Let's start in Dallas. What are your expectations with Parsons?
As big as humanly possible. I read this morning, and I believe everything Jerry Jones says because he's not afraid, that the numbers have been agreed to. And if that's the case, it has to be top everything, right? So I would expect it to be north of $40 million, probably in the $42 million per year range. I expect it to push way past Myles Garrett's $123 million guaranteed. I'd expect it to be closer to $140 million, right? And this is essentially a four-year practical contract through 2028. It's going to be big-time stuff. And I realize, from a production standpoint, from a little bit of injury standpoint, he's got some red flags, but he's also got age on his side. He's one year younger hitting this contract discussion than most edge rushers would be. So so we see this in baseball quite a bit where if you've got that 1 year advantage, you can really cash out. And I think that's what we're about to see over the next couple of days here.
And then what about Hendrickson? I mean, that Bengals situation just seems like a mess. You got the first rounder holding out. Yeah. They obviously paid the wideouts. Do you think they get it done with Hendrickson? And what do you think that contract looks like?
Boy, this is tough. This is one of those flip-flop situations where it feels like every week you have to change course. But, they're dragging this one out. The rookie stuff is a real mess, and I do think that will drag out into training camp. But in terms of Hendrickson, they're just going to have to look in the room and say, well, if we can't get it right with Shamar Stewart, who's supposed to be Henderson's eventual replacement here, we better get it done at least for 2 years with Hendrickson, and it's going to have to be an overpay to get it done in that regard. So not unlike this McLaurin conversation, it's simply just going to be about getting the number over the next 2 years that fits. And whether that's 2 for $60, 2 for $70 on a practical guarantee, whatever it's going to take, they're eventually going to have to bend and break and just pay Trey Hendrickson everything he's worth, not just for this year and next year, but really some back pay as well, because they've been getting some incredible value out of that player.
These rookie contracts are slotted so much so that this seems like it's just asinine. Why can't they get that deal done?
There's some back and forth with language. They're trying to essentially find every single loophole possible and put it and make it their favor, make it to their advantage, which is certain things happen with these first round picks where some of the money gets pushed into training camp roster bonuses. And the problem with that is you can pay a guy early, except for when he has the cash in hand, it's much, much harder to get that cash back. And that's essentially the argument that's being had here, is they're trying to slide more of the money into base salary, which gets paid out throughout the season, and less money into that upfront roster bonus. And there's sort of a percentage game happening, which, you know, it kind of goes up and down annually in the middle of that first round, but they're just trying to get every advantage, every dollar they can to be delayed in terms of being paid versus handing them something in the middle of summer where some things can go wrong.
This has been really, really great. I appreciate you making time for us. It's going to be – so you circling it back to Terry, you think B. Mitch and I, we have maintained our stance that unless this is a topic when we get to training camp, this really isn't a topic. Does that sound about right for you?
Absolutely. I'll restate what I said initially, which is I'm not even a little worried about this one. It just seems too simple to not get done. And if it takes a couple extra million, that's what the NFL is all about, right?
They got it.
I mean, I wish I was all about that. Mike, thank you so
appreciate
much for the time,
man.
Dude. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right. That's Michael Jannetty from SpotTrack, founder, editor. Awesome website. Awesome information. If you're not using that in your sports information gathering, you're missing out. You can give him a follow on socials at SpotTrack. SpotRac. When we come back, you're going to hear from Commanders defensive line coach Daryl Tapp.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On 067 The Fan, one guy whose energy I just feel is really, really, what's the right term? You gravitate off it. Like,
thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You too, B. but I've really been impressed by Daryl Tapp. And it's also
cool. I like Tapp.
And he's a local guy, played at Tech, grew up rooting for the Burgundy and Gold. And
He has good vibes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. But one thing that's interesting is I think a lot of Commanders fans are a little uneasy about the edge position specifically and maybe the D-line as a whole. And I got to talk to Daryl Tapp at length. Ben Standig and I were both part of this interview, so I want to make sure I mention Ben. But I think you're going to learn something here, particularly about Javon Kinlaw and how the organization views him.
The D-line looks a lot bigger.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Was that by design?
That was definitely by design. As you know, everybody in NFC East loves to run the ball. Unique guy in Philadelphia that we got to make sure we're conscious of. So it was by design. Get us some guys that had some size to them. Getting some guys that have played a lot of ball. Getting guys that are strong and versatile. Like, that was the mindset. And I'm very happy that Coach Q and AP were able to get that done to help out Coach Witt, myself, Sharif, and Ryan to where we can put some guys out there to stop this run and to rush the passer.
One guy I want to ask specifically about, and I feel like it's kind of gone under the radar, but what does Eddie Goldman bring to this team? Where's he at?
Man, he is a massive man that's played some ball, very smart. He just understands the game, man. So having a chance to really work with him has been cool to see where his football mind is. Like, you can see why he's had success at every place that he's been.
Is he kind of situational? Is he? I can't imagine he's a three-down guy, but, like, against the run, like, are you getting goal line or perhaps tush-push situations? Yeah. Is that a guy that really stands out?
Yeah, he's a – let's put some respect on Eddie's name now. He's a versatile big man. Like, a guy that's 300-plus pounds, that can run to the ball, that can stop the run, that can get on the edge, like, those guys just don't walk around the earth. Like, he is a athletic guy. Now, for us, it's all about putting guys in position to make plays. And that's the one thing that Coach Witt really likes and really strives for. Like, if you have on a jersey on game day, you're going to contribute to this team. That's just the way we do things around here. So we're always trying to find ways to utilize him, utilize DeRon different ways, with Kinlaw coming to the mix, with Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Jerzon and all these guys. Like, how can we put them in position to make plays? That's what we're trying to focus on. And it may be situational, and it may be just on first thing that we don't know yet. Like, we won't really understand those things until we get to training camp and those bullets really start to fly.
Speaking of Kinlaw, it feels like the conversation around him has been confusing for a lot of people because nobody knows exactly where he's going to play. The signing kind of came out of left field. What do you kind of say are his strengths, and how do you guys look to utilize that?
Well, that's pretty cool. That's came out of left field for y'all, but it was by design by us. See, AP had him in San Fran. Yeah, yeah. I had the honor of working with that young man back in 21 in my first opportunity being back in the league as a coach, and that's kind of where we built our relationship. He's a local kid from D.C. You guys know that whole story, but to see everything that young man put into getting himself prepared to go, like, he had some injury stuff that went on, and I was able to see him battle back each and every time something happened in San Fran, 21 to 22, where he got healthy in 23, where he made the run out there. He was more of in a backup role just due to circumstances, but he had a pretty good year as a backup player. And then last year, seeing him from afar in New York, where he had his first healthy year, he did some really good things. So we're witnessing an ascending player. Like, you guys forget, like, we get confused seeing, like, the contract and all that stuff. Like, this is an ascending player that's really got his best ball in front of him. And the best thing about it, he's kind of the same boat as me, with me being a coach here for the Commanders and being a former Skins guy and being a Virginia kid. He's the exact same person. So it's not just a job to him. This is personal. Like, to be able to rep for a team that he grew up watching, to be able to play freely for a GM that had confidence in him, to give him the help get him to San Fran as a draft pick, and with a D-line coach that is able to see him grow from a puppy now to a full-grown dog. Like, he has some stuff on his chest and on his shoulders that he's trying to show the world. So that's exciting to see him in that space.
So one thing that's maybe tough for us, right, because you see his body type. And he's huge.
Yoked.
But I can't figure out where you – like, what is his comp? What is
Everywhere.
His ceiling?
Yeah. Everywhere. That's where we put him, everywhere. Utilize that guy. Honestly, his ceiling is the sky. That's the saying. Because he's so big and he's so athletic that he was a top five pick, like, for a reason. Like, because because that guy has that ability, and he can play in any scheme. He can play attack. He can play read attack. He can play mirror. He can do whatever you need to do. That guy can do it. And the biggest thing that I appreciate, the best thing about him that I appreciate, is that he works. You get a lot of guys that kind of just rest on their laurels and, hey, my natural talent and ability will take me everywhere. Not JK. JK works. He works his tail off. I guarantee you right now, if we call him, he's in somebody's gym or on somebody's table getting a massage or dry needling or something like that. He is constantly working, and that's what's going to allow him to hopefully have one of his best years this year. And with Coach Witt and talking to Coach Q and brainstorming with Ryan and Reef and myself, like, how do we get this guy on the field in positions to help us to not only stop the run, but rush the passer? Just don't think because we see a man that's 6'6 or whatever he is and 305 pounds and 330 pounds that he's just a run stopper. No, he can affect the game any way that needs to be affected. And that's the thing right now. We're just continuing to spoon feed this guy. There's a lot of similarities to what he's done in the past, but there's also a lot of different nuances that Coach Witt has brought here that is going to help make us and make him that much better.
To help the fans and others understand the context of what he is then,
yep.
There's been this talk, DQ's had this elephant position in the past. You know, like sort of that's the sort of a run-stopping edge kind of a guy. He's not a sleek edge rusher, so is
he
that...
Well, yeah, he's trying to say poorly?
relative to, Ryan Kerrigan, you know what I mean. So I guess how does, like... you mentioned also like stopping guys like Saquon. I mean, it seems like that's why on a lot of levels he's here, to maybe have him be help set that edge that was a little more problematic last year. Is that a way to sort of help contextualize what he'd be able to help do?
Not necessarily. Well, remember, we also just signed Dedrick Wise, who's a massive man that's played Dean as well. So the goal is to get bigger, to get athletic, and to be interchangeable with everybody that we sign. So it's unfair to say that you're going to peg JK into that elephant role, because we have a Dedrick Wise. We have Cleveland Ferrell, who's come back and he's healthy. We have Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who looks like a totally different player this year, just size-wise, spending a lot of time in the weight room eating red meat and doing a bunch of stuff to make himself stronger. So we're going to be better this year, like I said, in year two, because we understand what the picture is, what the vision is now, and that's allowed these guys to go prepare and play free in these OTAs. Hopefully we can use that to jump springboard us into training camp.
You brought up red meat. Is Wise a vegan?
Why is it? I say that about Javonte, not vegan.
I know, but that's what triggered my memory.
Yes, D. Wise is a vegan.
You've been around football your whole life, coaching, playing. Have you ever had a D lineman that's a vegan?
I have not, but clearly he knows what he's doing, because he is every bit of what, 6'5", 280? Like, it's strong, like, unique guys in this room, man. Like, really savvy individuals. They're aware of their bodies. They're aware of how to get themselves prepared to go to practice each and every day. And I gotta assume it's going to carry over to the season. Just the intent and the mindset those guys have. Like, it's pretty cool to see these guys just in their element each and every day.
I mean, for me, when I think of a guy like Dedrick Wise, like, he played for Bill Belichick.
No doubt.
He knows what he's doing.
No doubt about it. And having a guy like that helps everybody in the room.
Well, and two guys we haven't mentioned, Johnny, fully healthy, and then Deron. Like, just how are both those guys looking this offseason?
Deron, alpha male, elite. Like, last year, he led by example. We had a conversation. I challenged him a little bit to continue to do the same thing he was doing, but to be more vocal with it. Like, take over. And he's taking that thing wholeheartedly and run with it, man. He's making corrections to the guys before I even get a chance to do it, which is so cool to see, because that now raises the floor of the entire room. So having that guy in there, I couldn't ask for anything more with DP. Like, he is intent on getting 1% better each and every day, each and every play. And then with Johnny, like, I'm so excited for that young fella, man. Like, he had a tough hand last year coming in and being banged up, and then getting thrown into the deep end immediately when John got banged up, which was not by design, but it helped him tremendously, because now he was able to be a big boy in the league and play some legit ball, and he was able to learn by fire.
Sure.
So that stuff is going to circle back to this year, to where now it's not going to be anything that catches him off guard, because he's been in those situations earlier than we all envisioned. We thought last year we would have a 3-man rotation, and like I said,
he got kind of banged up. By the time he finally got healthy, then John went down. And then when John came back, then DeRon went down. So we never really had what we wanted to have. But he's setting himself up for this offseason, taking the corrections, watching the film, to really have a good role for himself this year. And I'm excited to see what he does with it.
Daryl Tapp's got energy, man.
Man, Daryl is talking fired up, but he speaks eloquently.
He's got a real charisma.
Hey, man, listen. What I took away from that, everyone just assumed that all these guys were here because they're big. Yes, they're bigger, but they're all athletic, and they're not one-dimensional. They could do multiple things. You know, Ken Law and Goldman, he's talking about those guys. Goldman's a big dude, but he runs to the ball. He doesn't just stay in one spot all day. You know, like the big boys they had from Panthers back in the day.
Yeah.
Ken Law is a pass rusher and a run stopper. You have to you want to get bigger to compete against those guys, but you also want to have guys that can do multiple things. Because if you just get bigger and they can't do but one thing, yeah, teams can manipulate that. But they got guys that they feel are better. And you know what I'll do? I'll go along with these football minds over at half of the people out there that just make comments.
Yeah, I think if you're pessimistic about something, you're allowed to be. But these guys, I love how Tapp was like, it might have come out of nowhere for y'all, but that was a target for us, talking about Kinlaw.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty clear it was a target for them when Tapp coached them and Peter scouted them back with the Niners.
Yeah.
And they went and got them. And if you want to get caught up about the contract, I think you're wrong. It's a tier 3 D-line contract. It's really not that big of a deal in the big grand scheme of things. But
if you don't know the vocabulary of what you're discussing, yeah, it's a bad thing for you. When you just look at stuff and you want to talk because you're a talking person, yeah, it's okay. But when people start asking you to break it down and you can't, shut the hell up.
Well said, B. We're going to make some bets.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's when we return. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Boys got a packed show coming up. I imagine the baseball boys are not thrilled with last night's result in Natstown. That just felt so inevitable when Gore came out. I did want to mention one thing real quick. Lanville, you remember that dude that called in yesterday that said they don't need to sign Terry because they signed Gallup?
Yeah.
Just so everyone's aware.
Nah, we got Gallup. We don't need Terry.
Well, Lanville, I didn't see him yesterday, but I wasn't ready to say this. Nicky Jabvala tweeted out 30 minutes ago or so, wide receiver Michael Gallup is dealing with a hamstring strain, per source. Wasn't on the field for minicamp yesterday or today.
But if you think about it, Terry's hamstring wasn't on the field either.
Now that is funny. Let's make some bets, boys.
Let's go, baby.
All right.
Gather around.
Whitest Brian, what do you got?
You and me won yesterday.
Damn right. Lost. I took the Nats with the points. So what are the records?
You are in the lead at 2-0. I'm 2-1, and everyone else is 1-1.
Therefore, I've won the week. My week's over. I went undefeated.
You ain't won the week yet, because you're gonna be 2-2 at the end of the week.
Nah, I get a pick tonight. I get a pick tonight.
You're not gonna be here tomorrow, though.
Yeah, but hold on. So you can't. Like, I can still make a pick for tonight. I'm here right now.
Hey, I'm going by the rules y'all set up.
The rules are constantly changing.
But if you lost, you wouldn't be undefeated for the week.
Right, okay.
Yeah, if you make your pick now.
If I make a pick and win, I'm 3-0, and then on Friday I'd be 3-1.
Yeah.
Which is still some hater-ish, but whatever.
No, that's how it's always been, though.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh,
in the meantime, I made picks and wasn't there. Y'all
Jeff, we don't
want to
hear about
loss.
You right now. You always try to make it about you. It ain't
nah,
about you
y'all
no
be
more.
Cheating.
Man, it ain't about you.
Y'all
no
only
on. Brian, make your pick, bro. We tired of listening to Jeff talk about something that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Nah.
Mets money line.
Mets money line. Hater.
Mets money line. Bam, my ass.
Cardinals money line.
Cardinals money line.
Pacers money line.
That's my guy, Jade Hawks. I'm not going to tell him how
give
little sense.
Give me the Oklahoma City Thunder.
It makes very little sense to take the money line when we're not actually winning money and
when
you
they
could
give
take the
you
points.
I'm sold on winning.
Give me the Oklahoma City. I can't take their money line. That's too much. But give me -5.5.
I'm taking the under. I'm taking the under.
What's on that, 227?
I see it at 228.
228? I'll do that. And the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I'm going to exercise restraint, and Grant and Danny might have some news when their show starts. Thank you very much to everybody that joined the program today. Thank you to Rob McNamara from joining us from Keswick Hall. Thank you to Mike Giannetti joining us from Spot Track. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Good day out here, man. Commanders minicamp in full force. Never know what's going to happen on a football field. Grant Danny next. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.